You're listening to Khan Podcasts. Joining us on the line is retired Major General Yaakov Amidror, a former National Security Advisor to the Prime Minister and currently a fellow at JISS in Jerusalem, as well as the Jinsa Strategic Center in Washington, D.C. We have the Israeli confirmation of the killing of two senior Iranian figures. In your assessment, what is the significance of these latest developments?
Israel and the United States of America have a clear strategy to make the regime in Iran weaker and weaker every day, weaker than the day before. We don't know if it will be a regime change, but whoever will be there in Tehran will have a weaker Iran than it was before the war. Part of making this effort is to eliminate the leadership of Iran, which promoted destruction of Israel, death to America, and try to spread terrorism around the world. So this is what we are doing in the last 18 days. And part of it is the elimination of Mr. Larajani and the commander of the Basij, which are the main forces which had been used by the authority in Tehran to oppress the demonstrators on the streets of Iran.
Is it possible, in your assessment, that the elimination of these two figures could be some kind of impetus of movement within Iran for those kinds of protests, given the roles that they filled?
No one knows to answer this question. There is no way to answer it. We don't know what is motivating people to go out against all odds, to take the risk of being killed. Remember, this regime killed more than 30,000 of its own citizens using military forces, heavy guns to kill civilian demonstrators. So I don't know what will motivate them in the future. No question that the killing of these two guys, the head of the Basij and Mr. Larajani, is making the regime weaker and maybe in a way indirectly even making the ability of the regime to oppress the next wave of demonstrations in the future more problematic.
And from Israel's perspective, operationally, how does it have a significance in its own war goals?
Mr. Larajani was one of the main decision makers after the death of Khamenei, maybe the leading one. No question that eliminating decision makers in Iran is making the whole decision making process in Iran much more problematic, and the Iranians are losing the ability to make decisions in some areas, or it will take more time, or the decisions will be not as good as it could be with the guy with so much experience as Mr. Larajani. We don't know exactly how it will affect the decision making, but no question that eliminating those decision makers is making the process much more problematic for the regime.
So from Israel's perspective and a timetable to this operation, which also intersects with the U.S. and considerations there that the U.S. president is facing and the pressures that he's facing, what kind of timetable, in your view, should Israel be looking at in the kinds of missions and objectives it has?
Media is speaking all the time about the pressure on the decision makers in America. I'm not sure that the media is right about it. I think that the president is more ready to continue than the media thinks. And no one knows what pressure he has, by the way. But the White House spoke at the beginning of the war about 4 to 6 weeks. We are less than 3 weeks after the beginning. So we have probably another week or 3 weeks to continue. I believe that what they had in mind at the beginning is basically the same schedule that we will find at the end. And they spoke about 4 to 6 weeks.
You noted that these latest developments may not necessarily lead to regime change. What kinds of targets should Israel be focusing on to end this to its satisfaction?
We prefer that it would be a regime change at the end. But that it cannot be guaranteed. No one can make the job of toppling the regime but the Iranians themselves. So what we can do is to make the regime much weaker. And that's what we are doing, the Americans and us. Every day the regime is weaker. The regime lost its ability to produce missiles. Probably they lost most of what they had relating to the nuclear project. All the industrial base is going to be destroyed slowly but surely. And so on and so forth. The decision makers are disappearing from the map. All that is making the regime much, much weaker. That can be guaranteed, that at the end of the war, the Iran will be much weaker. How weak and how long it will take to resume the capabilities, and if the Iranians will be ready one day to go back to the street and to topple the regime. Questions that I don't have an answer, no one has an answer to. But what we can guarantee, and that's what you are doing systematically, is to make the regime weaker economically, militarily, decision-making process, so on and so forth. What it will lead at the end, no one knows.
And what about the issue of the enriched uranium stores that Iran still has and how that fits into this broader equation?
I'm not sure that by kinetic force that can be achieved. I believe that there will be negotiations between the Americans and the Iranians, that will be on the table. If not, it will remain in the hands of the Iranians, and we, the Americans and the Israelis, will have to monitor it all the time. And whenever we see the Iranians going into it, trying to move it away or to use it or to take it out from the places that they are, that the uranium is today, we should use force to prevent it from being back on the hands of those who might use it to resume the nuclear project.
And one final question, turning to the North and Lebanon and discussion of broader IDF operations there to address the Hezbollah threat alongside reports of potential talks with Beirut. Where do you think that front is headed?
The IDF declared formally, We are bringing more ground forces into Lebanon. We are advancing to the north. We are pushing Hezbollah from the border of Israel more and more. Probably the first stage will be till the Litani, which in some areas it is 30 kilometers from the border. In some areas it is 5 kilometers from the border. Depends which side of the Litani. It's in the west it's wider. In the east it is narrow. The depths of the buffer zone. Hezbollah should not be there, and that will be a good beginning for a bigger operation if will be needed to bring more forces and to go even north of the Litani if Hezbollah will not be disarmed by the government of Lebanon. Every negotiation with the government of Lebanon should be focused on one issue. How you begin practically disarming Hezbollah. If this is not the subject of the discussion, nothing should be discussed with the government of Lebanon. This is the only subject on which we should be ready to negotiate with the Lebanese government. How, when, what is the timetable, what are the first steps to disarm Hezbollah? Otherwise, the IDF will have to push to the north. The Air Force should bomb all the facilities of Hezbollah all along Lebanon. Hezbollah should be destroyed either by disarmed by the Lebanese government or by the bombs of the Air Force and the ground forces which will maneuver into Lebanon. Hezbollah does not have the legitimacy to exist as a military organization in Lebanon based on the ceasefire agreement, which was signed towards the end of 24 between the Lebanese government, the United States of America, and Israel. And it is a terror organization that do not have the legitimacy to exist at all, but for sure not as a military organization.